Hey guys, what is up? Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. If you guys are new, my name is Brooke and I do this podcast with Danielle, my co-host, every week. Things are getting pretty freaking crazy and changing in both of our lives, definitely with mine. I have so many updates. This is like, I haven't podcasted, I guess, since Danielle and I did that combined episode right after Greece, and just so much has changed in such a short amount of time. This has probably been the shortest amount of time in my whole life with the most change, like ever in my entire life. I can't even put it into words. Big changes. Okay. So I'm so excited to be like back in my routine and podcasting. Danielle and I were going to do this episode together today. However, she is traveling. She's going to a family reunion in Illinois, and honestly, it's going to be really, we're really going to have to work at it in the future to, you know, make time for each other and stuff. I just started my 8-to-5 job, which I will obviously cover more about in this episode. But it's just, you know, things are going to be a lot harder for us to balance. I feel like I definitely took it for granted when I was a student how lax my schedule was. And I feel like I would be like, I'm really busy on Monday. But in reality, you know, I had things that I had to get done, but it wasn't necessarily like a time sensitive thing versus work. Obviously, you have to be there 8-to-5. You can't like leave. Well, I get a lunch break, but you know what I mean? It's a very different level of demand. So yeah, if you guys are new to Gals on the Go, hi, I'm Brooke. Oh my gosh, there's lightning outside. This is such like, I'm recording this right now. I'm living in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is right outside of Boston. It's such a cute, like cozy vibe today because it's like raining outside and it's a Sunday. I'm really loving my life today. So I actually moved into, oh my gosh, can you guys hear the thunder? Okay, well, we're just going for the chill vibes today. I actually moved into this apartment last Thursday. So I've been here only a little bit over a week, I guess. And things have really just, you know, picked up in my life. So I moved here for my job. I got a quote, quote, real job, if that's what you want to call it. I do social media and I do YouTube specifically. That's like my like main platform. But I graduated from the University of Georgia with a degree in marketing recently, in May, and I just started a job in tech sales, and I will definitely dive further into that in the episode. I guess all of this kind of revolves around the highlights and lowlights and stuff like that. So we might as well kick it off with the highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay, so probably my low light, I would say, is just getting into a routine and really realizing the lack of time that you have, like I said, with this 8-to-5 life that I have. And I probably live, the way to work isn't too bad of a drive. It's only like 30 minutes for me. I work in Burlington. I live in Cambridge. And the way home has been like really bad. It's been like 40 plus minutes. I mean, the fastest time I got home was in 40 minutes. It's more like closer to 50. So it's definitely more intense on the way home, I would say. I just think leaving at 5 o'clock, you know, like everybody else is leaving at 5 o'clock too. So it's really hard. Although we did get out early on Friday, which was really nice. So that's really just been it with like dealing with the constraints and stuff and just trying to work my schedule around that, trying to make it all work. That's basically my low light, but honestly, like I'll get into it further. I really cannot complain at all. This has been one of the best weeks of my entire life. I don't really know exactly, like it's hard for me to pinpoint one exact reason. I think it's just that a lot of things are just going right for me. I mean, I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm on like a lucky streak or anything like it doesn't have to do with luck. It's like, I feel like just, this is like such a point in my life where things have like built on top of each other and just like, I'm in a really, really good spot in a lot of different ways and just feeling really like comfortable and confident and all that stuff. So I guess then the highlight is just of my week, slash the past 2 weeks, whatever, is just how happy I am and just my life here and the people that I've met specifically. I think the people, like this has been such an eye-opening experience for me in terms of like how important people are in your life and having a good community. And just a week ago, you know, I was like, wow, I'm really like, I don't really know many people in the city. Of course, I know like Gretchen and Maggie, people from YouTube, but obviously like I knew that I would be meeting more people and stuff. And I obviously don't want to like interject myself into any sort of like friend group or be, you know, like that. I really wanted to naturally find friends and do my own thing. And I've just found such an awesome community with work and everything, which I'll get into. Even though we're only 1 week in, like I've just been super social and like really hanging around some awesome people, which has been so cool. So that's what's going on with me. But before we go any further, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Häagen-Dazs. Yes, you heard me right. Häagen-Dazs knows your best moments are made even better with a side of their most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself with any one of the 9 flavors of their trio Crispy Layers collection. With 15 layers of decadence, you can indulge like never before. So inside each of the trio Crispy Layers ice cream carton, there is a harmonious blend of texture. It has like crisp layers with the finest ice cream. Yum. Okay. Absolutely delicious. So there's actually multiple different flavors here. I'm a chocolate gal, so I really like the triple chocolate and the salted caramel collection. Like those are definitely like, that's what gets me going. They also do have non-dairy flavors. They have non-dairy dark chocolate crunchy peanut butter. I'm allergic to peanut butter, but that sounds fantastic as well. If that's something that suits your needs, I feel like ice cream is such a fun summer treat, like something to like have in your freezer and like just take out and like something like really good to have on hand at all times. So I would definitely say, you know, if you want to do yourself a favor and be the best host ever, go pick up some of this stuff. You guys will absolutely love it because each bite delivers layer after layer of flavor, and they have the finest ingredients from Häagen-Dazs because it's like a very premium quality brand, you guys know. Your best moments, no matter what they are. I mean, for me, it's, you know, living my best life in Boston right now. And like, I love hosting people in my apartment and stuff. And I just feel like they deserve, you know, the most extraordinary trio Crispy Layers from Häagen-Dazs. We love that. So head over to Häagen-Dazs.com to discover more and pick up Häagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at various stores near you. Awesome. We love that. I love a good little ice cream moment. Super cool. So I guess we'll hop in, and I honestly didn't prepare much about this, you guys. I have been social all weekend, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do like a little bit of a recap of my week and what it was like starting at my job and stuff. I do need to say, just because there is like a social media policy at my job, and I really can't get into the nitty gritty of what I do on a day-to-day basis and like what project I'm kind of working on and stuff like that at work, just for obvious reasons. Like I work for a corporation, and obviously I just saw like a total bolt of lightning. This is crazy. I'm like sitting in front of my window. Scary. So you guys get it. Like, you know, if you work for any sort of like company, obviously you can't like disclose their trade secrets and stuff like that. And not that I would, you know, not that you guys need to know them anyways. So basically I work for a tech company. I work in sales, and that's basically what you need to know. So, but it's really awesome because the program that I'm doing, so I knew this, and this was a huge thing that made me want to do this program specifically, is that they hired just in my training class. So they separated like June, July, August. And then I think that they have other ones in like February if you graduate like later, because it's specifically for like recent college grads. Of course, you could do the program if you are like, I think it's required that you have to have an education. Don't quote me on that for this program that I'm in, like college education. But it's designed for recent grads, essentially. I think there are a few exceptions, but there's 133 people that started with me. And then they break it down into like little tinier, like training classrooms. And then, you know, you get divided based on like what product team you're on and, kind of like what sector of the business you work on and stuff. And then you get like your team, which is so awesome. So yeah, I really didn't know what to expect. I kind of set my expectations really low for this job and for everything. I was like, you know what? I mean, I graduated college. Like I have to just get a job. Like I have to, it's just something that I have to do. It's not only what society expects of me, but it's like financially what I have to do, which we can talk about kind of. I do want to talk about my apartment and like decorating and all that stuff, because that's going to be my current favorite, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. Just like how much I love my apartment, and all of the good stuff like that. But this job, yeah, I just had really low expectations. Like I knew that it wouldn't be the worst first job, but I was like, all right, like it will be whatever. You know, moving to Boston, which is like a really, really cool city, and you know, hopefully I'll make some friends at work and like you know, I'll do it. And just immediately from day one, just the energy of the people that are in this program and like surrounding myself with, maybe it's because they're in sales too, but like everyone just has such a bubbly, energetic personality that I vibe with so well. A lot of people ask me like, why didn't you stay in the South? Like, why didn't you stay in Georgia? And this is nothing against people from the South at all. This is my personal opinion. I just feel that I, after experiencing 4 years of college in Georgia, which was, you know, the best experience ever, like I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like I loved college. I feel that after experiencing those 4 years, like I needed to come back up to the Northeast just because this is like home to me. I'm from Long Island. I really just wanted to be in the Northeast. I originally wanted to be in New York, but you know, things work out however they do. And like this week has really taught me that like there's a plan and, you know, everything works itself out. And in the moment, something might not feel right, or it might be challenging or uncomfortable, but like everything works itself out. And sometimes it takes time and, you know, you might not be seeing results of something that you're working on now for a year, 2 years, 3 years, but they will come. And trust me, like I said, everything works itself out. So yeah, we're broken up into like training classrooms and just like immediately the vibes of the people around me, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm so glad I made this choice. And of course, you know, job training is job training. Like, it's like anything else. We actually have 4 weeks of training, so it's like a pretty aggressive training program. And it was definitely really tiring this week. I can tell you a little bit about my morning routine. I've been waking up at 6 a.m., which if you would have told me that, like back in my college day, I don't think I've ever, like in college, I woke up before 8, like ever. Like, seriously, I was like a hard 8 o'clock riser. Even if I had class and stuff, I was like, no, I'm not getting up. I guess I had an 8 a.m. like in freshman year, so I had to get up early for that. But wow. But for some reason, it's not that hard for me. I think it's just because, you know, like I said, like I really like the people that I surround myself with every day. It's like such a social, fun environment. And like, I just have so much in common with everybody, I feel like, and just meeting new people. Honestly, at first, it was really like nerve-wracking to me because I'm like an extrovert introvert. Like, I love to be alone. But at the same time, like throw me into a social situation and like I'm thriving, I'm good. So I was kind of nervous about making new friends because it really is like college round two, especially with, you know, doing everything that I do on the side. I was like, okay, like, well, let's see, you know, how this all works out. But it has worked out so well for me. So I've been starting my mornings off. Typically, I wake up at 6 a.m., like I said. I set my alarm. Wakes me up every morning. I do my alarm song is Cashin' Out. No, it's Cash Out by Cashin' Out. I think that's the song. I think it's just called Cashin' Out is the song. I do like a little rap song. I wake myself up. I also set my Amazon Alexa because I get freaked out that I'm going to miss my alarm or something. So I have that wake me up at 6:05 just in case. I haven't missed my alarm once. Also, another tip, I sleep with the windows kind of like a little bit open, the blinds open, because then I wake up naturally to sunlight, which is so nice. Wow. And then I have a full hour of my little morning routine. So typically I don't eat breakfast, but I'll wake up and immediately make a coffee. And then I'll just start getting ready. And then usually I do my hair, my makeup. I always pick out my outfit the night before. And an hour is really like a generous amount of time for me. I'm not rushing. But at the same time, I like, you know, do get ready like kind of fast, I would say. My makeup is really quick. I would say my hair takes me longer. And I try to like, you know, if I'm straightening it, I'll try to like not wash it for a few days and like keep it straight just, you know, for obvious reasons. So that I don't have to style it a million times. But honestly, the morning has been like something that I really look forward to. Like, I really love my morning routine. It's nothing crazy. It's something like my healthy morning. Like, I honestly, it's really like I drink a coffee and I get ready. And it's just something that I look forward to. And I usually will listen to a podcast while I'm doing that or watch some YouTube videos. And that's kind of the time for myself in the day. And that's really like one of the only times for like me in the day. And then I leave at like 7. I've been leaving a little later, like 7:10, but I try to be out of my door by 7:05 and on the road, because like I said, it takes me like 30 minutes, but I always like to give myself just a little bit of extra time. And I always try to get to work at least, you know, 10-15 minutes early, because then I get to see all my friends and like, you know, chat with them and stuff before we kind of get started on the day. And we do get a full hour for lunch break, which is really, really cool because we can go off site. The campus is absolutely beautiful of where I work. So there's a full cafeteria and everything, which is amazing. But there is a Chipotle nearby. You guys have been telling me I need to try Pressed Cafe. That's definitely something I want to try. And then I come home from work And it's like definitely a longer commute on the way home. And then I usually cook dinner. Recently, I've been doing HelloFresh. You guys know I'm absolutely obsessed with HelloFresh because it makes home cooked meals simple. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality because they have simple recipes that you can kind of just integrate in. And it actually makes cooking enjoyable to me. I'm definitely like intimidated by cooking, but since it has such detailed step-by-step recipes, it's getting me outside of my comfort zone while still like helping me along the way, if that makes sense. Also, it makes grocery shopping a lot easier because you just order online with a few clicks and you get the fresh pre-measured ingredients with the easy to follow 6-step pictured recipe cards delivered to your door each week. So that's pretty dope. They have 3 plans to choose from, the classic, veggie, and family. I personally do the veggie and I downgraded at school. I did the 4-person plan because I had roommates. Now I only do the 2-person, but it's great because I have leftovers, which I can bring to work, which is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to make a HelloFresh and then bring the leftovers to work for lunch tomorrow. Or you could just keep it in. I did this the other day. Then I just, it made 2 servings and then I had it for dinner again the next night, which is really, really nice. I live alone though, so please keep that in mind. It's all good though. So yeah, I absolutely love HelloFresh. You guys know if you follow me on YouTube, Danielle absolutely loves it as well. We're both big HelloFresh gals. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/galsonthego80. Once again, go to HelloFresh.com/galsonthego80 and enter the promo code galsonthego80 at checkout. You guys will absolutely love it. I'm a big fan of HelloFresh. So yeah, I cook dinner. And then I chill. I like to, you know, watch a episode or like I'll watch like The Bachelorette or something like that. I haven't really had much time to like sit and chill and watch YouTube though. Like honestly, I'll watch something when I'm cooking, I guess. But I'm like so behind on like my YouTube subscriptions and like I haven't really been watching much on like Netflix or anything like that. You know, I've just had less time and I've had to, you know, make time in places and double multitask, which is why like I like to like listen to audiobooks when I'm driving and stuff like that. But like I said, honestly, I felt that it would be a much harder grind than it's just the time thing is really constrictive, I think. But I like work and I like the people that there so much that it's like fun to me and I don't see it as work. Like I literally got my paycheck and I was like in disbelief. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. It's kind of like when I first started getting paid from YouTube and social media, I was like, this is so crazy because I'm literally just doing something I enjoy, like, you know, posting videos of myself or whatever. And then you can actually, you know, get money from it. Like it was such a baffling concept to me. And it kind of is like that with work so far. And we're still in training, which is pretty crazy. So I absolutely love it. I think a lot of people were asking me, you know, like, what do you think of work and stuff? And, I'm sure that people were, you know, throwing around their mixed opinions of if it's the path for me or not. And honestly, it seems to be the perfect alignment for my personality, for what I studied in school. And just for me, like as a person in general, like this just seems like the perfect fit for my first job out of college. Like I honestly can't picture anything better for me, at least at this point in my life. I worked in social media last summer and it was very much so not for me. I'm not one to be a slave to my desk and like talk to no one and work in Excel files all day. And like, you know, I mean, we didn't really get a chance to be like super creative with the content, obviously, because we were just the interns, but that's just not really my vibe. I'm a very social person and I need to be like talking to people and like building relationships and stuff, which is why I think sales is so for me. Whether it be like, you know, making phone calls or reaching out on like social media, like that is so more my vibe. So I'm so happy, you guys. And now I guess we can talk a little bit about Boston just in general. So I moved up here on Thursday. If you guys follow me on YouTube, you saw all of my moving vlogs and stuff like that. The anticipation has been so real for them. I can't believe it. But thank you guys so much for like building me up. I don't freaking know. That's so awesome. That you guys have been loving the vlogs and following me through this whole process. Like it's been so cool. I just like respond to everyone's, I don't get to respond because I simply don't have the time, unfortunately, to respond to all of the Instagram DMs I get, but I see them. And you guys are like cheering me along on the way. Like I posted pictures with friends last night and people were like, oh my God, yay. Like you made friends. And I really have made like such genuine friends. I have like already such a great group of girlfriends. And honestly, the guys that I work with are like, it's like, it really is like college round two for it. Like it's so crazy. The guys are so cool and so easy to be around. I don't feel like I have to like work to impress anybody, which not that I felt that way in college, but like I kind of like in the beginning of college, I think that I felt that I had to not put on an image or anything, because I'm always the most authentic version of myself, but I felt that I did kind of feel like I had to work to impress people more. And I think that's just because I wasn't from, you know, Georgia, and like I just felt like I had to be not someone who I'm not, but I had to be like a more amplified version of myself and be like, I'm, you know, I don't really know. And here I just feel like it's easy. Like I'm just my natural person, and like I just vibe with the people, which is just so nice and relaxing. And I don't have to, you know, I don't know. It's just easy to be myself, I guess, if I'm articulating that properly. It's hard for me to choose my words right now. But yeah, the guys are so cool. Oh, everyone found out about my YouTube channel. I know that was a big topic of discussion. So no one really knew about it before. And like through the days, I think it was like Wednesday that everyone kind of found out. Like I had like a really cool table of friends, and like we were chatting it up and stuff. And actually, like everyone kind of found out at once, because we were going through like introductions for like manager introductions, and my manager who interviewed me, my manager on my team now, like that who I work for now, was someone who interviewed me. And in our interview, we talked a lot about like my YouTube channel and stuff like that, and how that relates to sales, of course. And he came into the room and like introduced himself, and he was like, oh, but we have a celebrity on our team, but I'm sure everybody knows that. And everyone was like, what? And then he like pointed at me, and then everyone was like, oh my God. And I think people are still really confused. I don't really understand. I mean, I think now people are like probably going home watching my videos and stuff. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're from work, hey, what's up? I just think it's funny. Yeah. It's kind of nice though. I really like how I'm able to separate work and social media so much. Like I love how the fields don't touch at all. Cause it's like, I literally work my 8 to 5 and I come home and I like can work on me, and I can like do my, it's like YouTube is like a passion project and stuff like that. And while I have limited time to do it, like I feel like I have a really good balance thing going on right now. And that's going to be something that in the future I'll like. And I have been obsessed with my apartment. You guys know in the moving vlogs and stuff, if you've seen it, we've been really working. My mom has been such an integral part in helping me to decorate it. Super, super cute. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about apartments.com. Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all the information safe and the pricing up to date, so you're not wasting your time. So you guys know, I just moved to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I actually did use Apartments.com to find the place that I'm in right now. So we love that. An authentic deal here. I just love the way that I was able to make sure that all of my needs were met. So I wanted to live in Cambridge. I kind of knew that, but I wanted to make sure that my commute would be fine. Am I somewhat decently close to the highway? Am I, you know, in a walkable, safe area? You know, I really wanted like a really modern apartment with some sort of like a outdoor area and like, you know, shared like workspaces if I wanted to like go bring my computer to like a desk or something, or go to the club room. And I definitely wanted a gym. And that's why I used apartments.com, because I was able to like check all of those boxes and make sure that it was a perfect match for me. So yeah, you guys should definitely check out apartments.com. I know Danielle and I talk about it all the time on the show, and we're huge fans of the site. So visit apartments.com to find your next place to rent. Change your apartment, change the world. My apartment is so freaking cute. I'm obsessed with it. I had friends over on Friday and everyone was like, holy crap, like this is like a really nice place. Because I've seen, you know, some of my friends' places, and it's so funny because I feel like we're in college again. Like, I don't know. Just in terms of like the work transition, and I'm friends with so many people from Penn State. I feel like I went to Penn State at this point. So many Penn State kids work where I work. It's so cool. And yeah, we've been really working to decorate. My mom's been like communicating with me. You know, we're still ordering stuff online and, you know, making sure that it all works. And I'm very much so like, if I think of something, like today I was like, I need a fruit bowl, ordered it on Amazon. So it's definitely still a work in progress, but it's not gonna be perfect overnight. But I love the spot I'm in. Like, I'm in such a great spot because a lot of my friends live in Somerville. So if you're familiar with the Boston area, like Somerville is like further out from Boston than me. And then I'm kind of like the halfway point between Boston and that. Not really. I mean, I'm closer to Boston for sure, but that's why my spot's like a really great meeting place. Like people can come here and meet, and then we can go into Boston, or, you know, we can stay in Cambridge because there's a lot to do in Cambridge. I love living in a city, you guys. I'm such a love to be in the center of it all person. Like, I love to be in a place where things are happening and so much is happening. Like, I feel like there's so many options every day. Like, yesterday was Saturday and we were like, what can we do? Like, what's the move? Because there's just so many options of, places to go and stuff, living in a city. Athens was kind of the same way though. Like, there's always something going on, but I think being in a city, it's a little bit different and even more amped up than Athens, if that makes sense. So yeah, I went for a really like modern vibe with my apartment. You guys can check out my stuff on YouTube, like I said a million times. I got really lucky. I feel like I've talked about it, but I was supposed to be in a studio apartment and basically I talked about it on the podcast, actually, the window dilemma. And people probably thought I was being so dramatic, but it kind of was a weird situation. So every unit in this building, except for literally two of them, have floor to ceiling windows. And that was a really big selling point to me on this building. Just, I'm a really light driven person. I love light. I love natural light. And to me, that made the space feel so nice and open. And I was totally prepared to live in a studio. I was like, no problem. I really wanted a studio with a one bedroom feel though. So maybe like walk around the corner and the bedroom's there, even though it's all technically one room, like whatever. And that was the vibe. And then I signed for one unit and then someone was living in it. So I didn't see any photos. I only saw the floor plan. And then I finally got the photos. Like, I was in Greece and then I saw the photos. I was like, oh my gosh, it was actually right before I went to Greece. I'm sorry. I'm getting the timeline all mixed up. It was the day before I was leaving for Greece and the windows were like half the size, but also because the building has like a bunch of different like cutouts and stuff. So literally the windows were half the size because the roof hit at that point. So like it just, the space, I was seeing the pictures, I was like, the space feels really dark. It doesn't feel like what I wanted. And I actually, the leasing agent in this building, he is an angel. I absolutely love him. They all know about my YouTube in this building too. So maybe they're listening to this. Hey, I love my building so much. They're so nice. I just feel so like at home here. I literally came home after work the other day and like went and chatted with them in the leasing office. And like, I just feel like they're like my family. I feel so comfortable with like everyone here. I don't know. That's another thing. Anyways. So my leasing agent, took me actually to this unit and it is dark. So I'm so glad that it all worked out. So then we were kind of panicking. My family was helping me a lot with this while I was away. Although obviously I'm paying for everything on my own, just to be clear. And having the double income from my job and YouTube definitely allows that. If I only had one, I wouldn't be able to afford where I live, like no doubt. So I really had to, you know, make it work and crunch the numbers and stuff. But this unit obviously was a little bit more, I guess not obviously, it was a little bit more for the one bed than the studio, but not much at all. And at this point I had already put it, like already had the other unit. So it was just changing over to this unit and I hadn't seen this one either, but they sent us photos and I was like, this looks so much brighter and bigger. And I'm so glad that everything worked out this way. The only one downside is that my view is a straight up construction view. I can see like the highway and like some buildings in the background of the construction, and it's going to be construction for a while. Like, it's not even like a, oh, but in 2 months it will be better. Like, no, it's probably gonna be construction for a while. A lot of you guys actually thought that my view was of Fenway Park because it kind of looks like a stadium. Like, I'm looking outside right now. It kind of looks like a stadium, but it's not. It's just like, I don't even know. It's like random construction. I don't know what they're building, actually. Maybe I should look into that. They're just really trying to build up the Cambridge area, which is so cool to me. I'm not really near like Harvard and that whole area, but it's just so cute in Cambridge. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And I'm like really young for my building. I would say it's a lot of like, there's not really family. There's young families, but just the vibe overall of my building. Like, I really do feel super safe. And I just like everybody that works here and stuff. I feel like really comfortable. So shout out apartments.com once again. And what else were they saying about this place? Just the vibe. I love it. I love Boston. I really do. I haven't even really gotten a chance to explore much of the city. On Thursday, we went into the North End. I went to the South End and was hanging with Gretchen last Sunday. So I've been a few places, but, you know, I'm going to be here for a while. I don't have plans for the 4th of July yet. I guess this is probably going up on the 4th of July because that's a Wednesday. Oh, no. That's tomorrow when it's going up. I'm recording this on Sunday. That's the thing. I feel like I really have to maximize my weekends now because it's like two full days of like having off. So I'm trying to like, I went grocery shopping today and I like went to Starbucks and I like really like took it as like a treat yourself day. And now I'm like recording this podcast. It's like so therapeutic. After this, I'm going to make some mac and cheese. Like we love a moment like that. Just a nice chill day. And it's raining, like I said. So it's just such a vibe. I love it. What else do I want to talk to you guys about? Work. I love the people. That's literally what I wrote down. My routine. Oh, how do I do it all? So yeah, it's going to be really hard to manage my whole life. And I've really learned to ask for help in whatever regards that I can. I am working with someone to help me edit my YouTube videos in the future, just because I'm simply going to be out of time to do it all. And I'm so glad that we're with Podcast One now to handle a lot of the heavy lifting for the podcast. I can't imagine if Danielle and I were still self-producing, it would be really impossible to make this work. You have to find systems in your life to kind of like improve the productivity and like efficiency. I feel like that's just something that has to be done. And for me, I've realized that over the past like 3 to 6 months, you know, whether that's for you. Well, honestly, I don't even know where I'm going to fit fitness into my schedule. I need to start working out. I literally have a gym in this building, so I have no excuses except for time. And I'm not going to wake up at 5 a.m. and work out. It's just that's out of the question. So it's going to be it's going to have to be an after work thing. Also, my work does have a gym, which is really nice. So I have no excuses there either, because I could really work out after work and then I would beat probably some of the traffic too. So maybe I should start doing that. I don't know. I'm kind of intimidated to work out in like a gym at work though, because my workout methods aren't great, especially now that I haven't been doing Orange Theory for so long. Like I'm so out of shape. So I'd prefer to work out like in the privacy of my own apartment gym and not like with all my coworkers probably. But that's like a personal thing. Yeah. Everyone that I've met, I just cannot stress it enough. Like everyone is just so cool. And I feel like I've known them forever. Like they're the type of people. And obviously I can't generalize like for everyone in the company, but like so many people that I meet, I'm just like, I feel like I've known you for more than what's it been now, 5 days of work or whatever it's been. So it's so crazy. I think that I just threw myself into this environment and like really just had good vibes and like good intentions about it all. And like, I was like, let's get after it. And that's it. A lot of people have come up to me at work though, after the whole like YouTube thing. And they were like, oh, like my friend from school said that she like watches you on YouTube and you work at Oracle and like to look out for you. So that's so cool. So I just said where I work. I just realized that. It's fine. Well, you guys know where I work. I've announced it before, but none of my opinions are the opinions of the company. I think that that goes without saying. And I guess I am a reflection of the company, but yeah, I'm never going to like share like trade secrets or anything. Like, why would I ever? I don't really know. I just feel like if I say I do tech sales, like the conversation could really end there. I've gotten a lot of messages on LinkedIn. Like I'm thinking about going into it. I think it's great. I think, you know, if you have the personality fit for it and you think it's something you'd like, I'd say go give it a try. Obviously, I haven't really gotten to like the actual selling part yet because we're in training for a while, but that's the tea on that. Love my job, which is so cool to say. Like, I have work tomorrow and like I'm not dreading it, which is so crazy to me because my internship, oh my God, this is gonna be so mean to say, but like basically from like week one, I was already like, ooh, this isn't it. So I think having those red flags at first is definitely an indicator, which is why I think it's important to do an internship in something that you think you want to do. Like, that's why internships are important in general, to test out the waters. And I would say like do the internship, but like really work hard with those applications. And like when you get to those phases of life, like try to work for a company that you really could see yourself working for in the long term. And then, you know, test it out. It's literally like a trial run. It's so cool because for this job, technically I'm working it indefinitely at this point. Like there's no end date versus the internship. Like there is an end date. So you know that it's going to end. It's literally like a free trial of your job. I think it's so cool. So make your internships count. I cannot stress that enough. Oh, so let's talk a little bit about Vistaprint. This is a new partner to Gals on the Go. So excited to be introducing them. I have heard of Vistaprint like my whole life, and I have actually personally used it for my business cards. We love that, a networking gal. So when I first started my YouTube channel back in the day, I wanted to make sure that people you know, knew about me. And I had like whatever networking events I was going to for YouTube, I always made business cards. And I remember like my YouTube friends would be like, wow, you're so like organized and efficient. And I was just a young businesswoman. I learned from my mom. Love that. So Vistaprint made me feel like I can like leave that professional impression. This is something that I have totally used. And the important time is definitely now. You want to kind of show the importance of being professional polished. And I feel like having just like literally having business cards, no matter what your industry is in, is so important to leave a lasting impression on people. Having a business card shows how professional you are because you're in like you have them in your pocket ready to hand out. And it's the final step to making something happen. Vistaprint also is the lowest price. Like I've done a lot of research on them. So if you're looking to get business cards for, you know, the cheapest price, like this is how to do it. This is how to stand out, you guys. Like I said, it doesn't matter what field you are in. Business touches absolutely everything. And I think it is so important to network for yourself. And that will make it happen with Vistaprint. You could upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. So you pick the paper stock, the style, the quantity that's right for you. Honestly, I've done the purely basic ones and I think that they still look great. Just make sure you choose like a really, you know, easy to read, clean cut template and I think you're good to go. You could also choose your delivery speed. If you need them fast, they got you covered. I've had that happen where I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a job fair on Friday at school. And I'm like, I need them. Let's make it happen. So Vistaprint only uses carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. We love that. They're just a great company overall. I think that you guys will really enjoy it. So Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get 500. That's a freaking lot. Okay. High quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Just go to vistaprint.com/gals, G-A-L-S. That's vistaprint.com/gals, vistaprint.com/gals. Yeah, a company that I have genuinely used. I think it's important to invest in yourself. And I feel like with those little things like business cards and stuff, I mean, it's not such a little thing. Honestly, that's a big thing. That's an essential. It's a must have for me, for sure. So I think that's enough for a catch up. I know I didn't really have any like specific anecdotes and stuff. I just have been absolutely living my best life. Exploring the city, and you guys can follow me on Instagram. Of course, follow the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram, but you can follow my personal Instagram to keep up with, you know, all of the happenings around the city and like place I'm going. I always tag my locations. I need to find people to take pictures of me. My friend Jordan, who actually, this is so funny. She was a Gal on the Go and then now we work together. So, hey Jordan. I think that she's my only like friend at work that was a Gal on the Go before though. Everybody else I just met like naturally. Yeah. So we have like a little solid squad of us. It's really fun. I really enjoy work. And I think I've expressed that enough. I'm just really happy. I just love this city and I love my life right now. So we're going to hop into a Q&A. I asked you guys over on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram what the questions you have are. So let's hop right in. All right. Favorite thing about living alone. Yeah, I just love how I'm not on other people's time. Like people, other girls and guys, I guess, that I was with this weekend, they're like, oh, let me ask my roommate if that's okay. And I'm like, I don't have to ask anybody. Like I love just having the place to myself. Like I have the, what is that? I'm really, I have the control, I guess, to do whatever the heck I want. You know, if my apartment's messy, it's on me. If it's clean, it's on me. I'm like one of those type of people where I'm like, it's all on me. I would much rather have the responsibility be all on me because then it's like, if I don't know. I love having that level of control, I guess, and having the place all be mine. I also love that I work with a lot of people and I'm so social all day and then I come home and like do my own thing. I love that. And I love hosting. I love having people over. So that will be, that'll be really fun, I think. Yes. Ooh. How are you? I think I've expressed that. I'm just doing so well. You guys, I'm feeling really happy, grateful to be at this point in my life. I'm so thankful for my parents for helping me move in and stuff. They really powered through that and we really got it done. I guess my low light could have been that I was really sad leaving my brother. I actually posted a pretty emotional vlog of me like crying and stuff just because, you know, it's a huge life change going from college to the real world. And like I said, your schedule is so different. Like it's just, it really is a massive shift in my entire life and my structure and of my days and the people I surround myself with. And I really miss my friends from school, of course, but then just the whole family being so far away thing too. And I think with school, it was always the intention, like, yeah, but like after college, I'll be closer to home. And here I am, and I'm still not close to home. But I am going to see my parents in just a few weeks. I think that they're going to come up and help me with some finalizing apartment things and stay over, which is really nice because I have the air mattress and stuff, so they can come hang. And I just love them so much, and I'm so thankful for them. I've just been doing so well, so thank you so much for asking that. What keeps you motivated? Honestly, for me, this is a really aggressive answer, but just the thought of failure. And now, especially that I'm on my own financially, like independent and all that stuff. That's literally it. It's just the idea that if I fail, I, you know, don't have a place to live. Essentially, I can't pay my bills. So I think it kind of is a financial answer, but just the thought of failure and stuff. Which is why I think that's a really good motivator though. Like I think having a certain level of pressure on yourself is important, which is why, like, if I was just doing YouTube and social media, like I would feel that pressure every single day. But because I do have a salaried job and I know that I'm getting a certain base salary, like that's a really comfortable feeling because, that has like a whole level of like financial security versus, social media, which is so unpredictable and inconsistent. I was talking about this with someone yesterday and they were like, why, like, do you have a job if you don't mind me asking? I was like, at this point, like, I'm just not comfortable enough to, well, number one, I wanted a job. I wanted to work and I wanted to, you know, experience the whole, I thought it would be 9 to 5, but it's 8 to 5, a lifestyle. And number two, because of the finances, like, it's just so crazy. And I'm just not at a point where I can be, at that point. Like I don't have that level of, I don't know. Do you want to equate it to success? I don't think it's a level of success per se, but, I just can't solely rely on that. That's insane at this point in my life. I can't do that. So that's what keeps me motivated. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Great question. I actually don't know. I would love to eventually work for myself, full-time, not necessarily doing, social media, but, possibly creating my own business. I definitely want to eventually take whatever I'm doing on YouTube and move it offline. Just like I said, with that, you know, it's definitely scary being on social media. You don't know, the things could change tomorrow and the whole algorithm could shift and, you know, everyone could go broke. Like, it's just so risky and so scary. So I definitely want to do something that I can take, you know, my audience that I've built on YouTube and still use it, of course, but maybe monetize it in a different way. You know, I think that would be really cool. So I don't know. I don't really necessarily see myself working for like a big corporation 10 years, but I don't know. 10 years is so far away, you guys. That's crazy. I would be 32. Oh my God. I would hope that I'd be like on my way to having a family and stuff just because I would like to have children one day. So that would be a goal in that regard, I think. But oh my God, I don't know. It's so crazy. Okay. What's your go-to drink order? I've gotten a lot of these. So when I'm trying to be conscious, I get a vodka water with either lime juice or like a lot of limes. And, you know, it's really not that bad. It's more of a sipping beverage, I would definitely say. It's not something that like I'm chugging. But I think that's good because it kind of paces me out. It also is nice because you're hydrating with the water, so you're not getting the come down of like a sugary drink or something, or the hangover effect the next day. I drank a bunch of those yesterday, and honestly, I feel like pretty great today. I'm doing just dandy. Just make sure you stay hydrated while you're drinking. I think that's important. Yeah, I did a vodka cran last night. I mean, those taste delicious. Of course, they're just so sugary that I feel like the hangovers are brutal. I will do a vodka Red Bull if I need the energy. I know it's not great for me. Before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about Raycon. We've talked about them before on the show. You guys know everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. These are super sleek, super aesthetic earbuds, you guys. They also have like a little like custom fit pack. So basically you get it and they have all just different shapes and sizes. I think it's kind of ridiculous that we have like a one size fits all for earbuds at this point. How is it possible that everyone's ear shape is the same? It's not. So I love that Raycon has the little custom fit bit. And Raycon earbuds actually start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they sound just as amazing. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Cardi B, Snoop Dogg are already obsessed. There's a bunch more, but you guys know. Celebrity endorsement. We love that. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me because they're comfortable, like I said, the little custom fit, so easy to take everywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet. They have no dangling wires or stems, so you're completely free on the go. Perfect for a gal on the go, honestly, or a guy on the go, whoever you are. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. So I love wireless earbuds in general, and specifically these Raycon ones. I think that you guys, if you haven't already checked them out, it's definitely worth checking them out. So Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors. Also love that you get to pick your color and an unbeatable price. So if you're interested, go to buyraycon.com/gals to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/gals, that's G-A-L-S, for 20% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get this amazing deal. One more time, that is buyraycon.com/gals. Love that. Woo. A few of you guys in the Gals in the Go Facebook group have posted about Raycon. I've definitely seen that thread. It's a cool thing. You got to get on board. A great gift for like a boyfriend situation. I wouldn't know, but I feel like it could be. All right, here we go. What type of cheese do you absolutely need on your cheese board / what's your fave? I'm a huge Brie gal, and if I could suggest one specific kind, you got to go to Trader Joe's and get the mushroom Brie. Oh my God. Amazing, you guys. I have to like implement a lot of self-control with it, because honestly I could eat the whole freaking thing and my stomach will hate me, so I have to be really careful with that. So good. I love it. How has the party culture changed since post-college? Great question. I think that it's just, maybe it's just like where I'm at now, I just feel like things matter less. Like in college, it used to be like, oh, like this, and it's not just my group of friends, I know it's every group of friends. It's like, oh, we're pre-gaming with so-and-so fraternity, or like everything was very, just everyone was very set in their ways, versus now I just feel like it's so chill. It's like, oh, I'm having pre-game, like bring whoever you want. Like it's just super chill and everybody's down to make new friends, which I guess in college it was that way, but in later college I feel like everyone's really comfortable with their friend groups, so things don't really change so much. But maybe it's just because it's in the first few weeks of work. Everyone is so open-minded and so chill, and like just things, like generally like the BS doesn't matter as much. Like if you're a cool person, people want to be around you. That's as simple as it is. You know, no one's like reaching into your past being like, oh, this and this. Like it, I don't know, we're just older now. I think that comes with age and just maturity with age too. I've noticed a lot of difference in, and I can't tell if it's these guys that I've specifically met this week, but just the maturity level in guys. I know I've always not really been into Georgia guys, so that's another topic in and of itself. Just a huge maturity shift. Maybe it's because we're starting in the real world and like most of the people I'm hanging out with work with me, so you know, everyone's like, we got to be mature now, like this isn't college anymore, like this is our job, like this is our career. Were you more nervous or excited about your first day of work? I actually vlogged. I was sitting in the parking lot and I was so nervous, you guys. I was like, my stomach hurt so bad. I was like, I'm nervous to walk in right now. And meanwhile, the first day was probably the chillest of all the days. So super chill. Of course, we went around the room and did the fun fact. You guys, I messed up. I did. I love to travel as my fun fact. And, I probably got crapped on by a few people because that is the most stereotypical basic answer you can give. Like, so my fun fact was like, well, I did the introduction like, hey guys, I'm Brooke. I'm from Long Island, New York. I went to the University of Georgia. And my fun fact is I love to travel. I actually just recently went to Greece. Like, I don't know why I said that. I couldn't think of anything. Literally, my mind just went blank. And I was like, I guess this is what I have to do. I should have done like, I like to read or something, but I haven't read in so long. And then people are like, what books do you like to read? I'm like, I haven't read a book in forever. I do Audible. So like, I don't know. I actually did read a little bit this summer, but I have at this point, no time to read. Hell no. No. Are you going to start dating in Boston? Yes, I definitely plan to. I signed up for Hinge. I don't know if my mom's listening to this, but she told me to get on it because we know someone who had a very successful story based on Hinge. I've never done the apps, like meeting up with people from the apps. So I'm a little nervous, if I'm being honest. But if you guys have any words of wisdom or encouraging words to give me, please let me know. I've heard Hinge is a good one to start with. Also Bumble. So we'll see. I don't really know. I'm not in any rush. I'm not like, I'm here now, I have to start dating. But like, I feel like once I get accustomed to my routine, I'll be like, yeah, like now it's time. Like I should probably start like putting myself out there and stuff. I definitely planned on it. Like before I got out here, I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe like I'll be like after like I'm in my job role, like, after job training, I'll start dating. Like, dating with the intention to date instead of just, like, going out with friends like I have been, you know, this first week being here. So, I don't know. We'll see. Definitely want to start. But I've heard that the dating scene in Boston's actually, like, good. So, that's really hype. Work-life balance. How is the work-life balance going? Like I said, it's definitely a challenge, but I just am making do with the free hours that I have in my day. And I like the autonomy. I think that's what it is, that when I'm home, I can do whatever the heck I want. I can work my side projects. I can do anything. But when I'm at work, I'm at work. And I really like that balance that I'm working to create. And I've made that really clear to everyone that I meet, because they're like, oh, you do YouTube. I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm never going to bring that into the workplace unless you ask me about it. You know, like for the first few days of work, people didn't even know that I had a YouTube channel because I keep it so separate. And I don't want to be like, oh, I'm the YouTube girl, but I already am the YouTube girl. So it is what it is. Thoughts on Bachelorette? Oh, let's chat about it. I think it's a decent season. I really am here for Hannah, except that the whole Luke situation is really making me question her judgment entirely. I did read some spoilers, so I'm not gonna say really much, but there are a few men that I really like that are like left. Mike is great. Tyler C, obviously we love him. He actually just ran into someone who used to be in our sorority, and like they made him like throw, well, I'm a Katie, I guess, still. So someone who's a Katie at Georgia and like threw up the Katie, which is, he's so freaking attractive. Wow. Who else do I like? Oh, Peter the Pilot. Come on. Oh, clear, obvious. Oh my God. I just love him. He's such a mush. As if I know him. I'm like, oh, love the guy. Like, I don't personally know him. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good season, I would say. I'm really excited to watch Bachelor in Paradise, actually, just because I really liked this crop of guys. And I'm excited to see, like, what happens in Paradise with the previous, like, the people who went on for Colton, and then the people now who are on for Hannah. Do you genuinely like your job? How's it going working all day? I genuinely really, really like it. And I can just tell that I really like it just based on how it was when I started my other job, my feelings, versus now. Genuinely really like it. And I've gotten a genuine sense for what I'll be doing when I'm in my role. And I think it's a really good fit for me, like I've said. A lot of people are asking about my schedule. That's literally my schedule. I wake up at 6 a.m. every day. I've been trying to go to bed before 11, if you guys are wondering. Sleep is really important to me. And I'm honestly so tired at the end of the day. I do use my CBD at the end of the day, though. I'll either do like a CBD gummy, or I have like a pen now that I'll hit. And it's so much better than melatonin. Wow. It's really transformed, like, the game for me. Big fan of that. Tips on your first day of your big girl job. I would say be confident, put yourself out there, and definitely like try to get involved early with people, you know, like make friendships and stuff. I think it's really important to make friendships in the beginning of work, because I don't know, you're gonna be with these people like all the time. Someone said last night, they're like, we're probably gonna spend more time with our coworkers than with our families and stuff. And that's definitely true for me. My family doesn't live here, but I definitely think that's just true in general. So all is well. I'm doing really well. I know this episode was kind of all over the place. You guys can keep up with me on all of my socials to see like more of what's really happening in my life. I've been trying to do Instagram stories, but it's hard with work in that sense. I'm sure I'll find a balance too. Like, this is literally, you guys, I'm 1 week in. I feel like I'm gonna listen to this in like 3 weeks and be like, girl, you didn't even know. So hopefully everything will work itself out. I'm really happy. Like I said, I cannot stress that enough. I literally like teared up in my Uber home one of the other nights, because I was just like, I just had like the best night ever. Like, I just have such like happy, positive, genuine support around me and in all aspects of my life. Like, my family's texting me every day, like, how do you like it? Like, how are you? Like, you know, extended friends and stuff. Like, everyone's checking in on me. Like, I feel so loved and supported here. And then just making new friends here so quickly, it really, really has helped me. And like, assured me that I made the right move by moving to the city, by taking this job. Okay. All is well. Be sure to join the Gals in the Go Facebook group if you haven't. It's poppin'. It's a party. Rate and review us if you want. I promise next week I'll be back with Danielle. We're really going to make it work. we signed up for this, you know. A year ago, the concept of Gals on the Go was kind of starting, and here we are still sticking with it. And I'm so thankful to be like supported by Podcast One and all that stuff, because they are really just making it so seamless for me to do this with my 8 to 5. And every like company that I'm working with is so understanding. They're like, you know, you have your job now. Like, it's just, I feel so blessed. Like, I know that that's just the best word I can think of. So thank you guys so much. Love you all. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
It was a crime no one expected, and one many can't forget. 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, a new podcast from WTOP News and Podcast One, details the heinous murders of a D.C. power couple, their 10-year-old son, and housekeeper inside their own home. The complicated trail of evidence.
She thinks she knows how Darren Wint got inside the house.
Oh my God, I saw Amy yesterday.
And shocking moments from the trial.
His defense team drops a bombshell.
Will this investigation lead to the release of confidential audio recordings from the case?
So it's under general counsel review. I mean, I'm committing to making a transparent court.
22 Hours, An American Nightmare. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.